A new group of advocates for renewable and alternative energy plan is emerging, veterans and retired military leaders. A national advocacy group called Operation Free organized a panel of speakers in Anchorage today. The nation's dependence on fossil fuels and climate change are already leading to increased costs for the military, says retired Marine Corporal Lieutenant General John Castello. And he says leaders are considering what to do about military bases that will be underwater due to rising ocean levels. The military is also getting hit by the rising cost of fuel, which in Afghanistan is soaring.
When you add up what it costs to take that fuel off a port in Pakistan, to truck it through the Khyber Pass, to get it into a distribution point in Afghanistan, and then get it out to a forward operating base, it's $400 a gallon.
The group says climate change will bring increased instability due to shortages of water and food, mass migrations, and natural disasters, as well as extremism and terrorism. The U.S. military may need to intervene to protect countries with extensive oil reserves. U.S. Senator Mark Begich says America's dependence on oil is undermining its strategic position in the world.
We are importing an enormous amount of foreign oil from countries that do not like us, pure and simple, and that work against us.
Operation Free says the U.S. is paying Iran $100 million a year for oil. As a member of the U.S. Senate Armed Services and Veterans Affairs Committees, Begich says he's learned that the U.S. Department of Defense is the nation's largest energy consumer. He noted that it's also the largest developer of renewable and alternative energy.